passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times Radio, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one om at a time. I want to welcome you back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We bring somebody in and we have them stretch your cover, have them expose you to the truth, and we have them talk about something that's going on in the world that is just a load of crap, because that's what we do here on the Dr. Kevin Show. If this is your first time, or if you haven't joined us for a while, I do want to remind you, this is a live call-in show. You can be part of the conversation. Remember, you either get to be part of the world, which means show up, speak out, take action, make a difference, or you get to be one of the people that just watch the world go by. So are you going to make the world happen, or are you just going to be a victim of the world happening? Calling in today's show can be a step in the direction of shifting the way the world happens by getting your questions answered, or sharing your comments. Perhaps you have something to say that is exactly what somebody else needs to hear. So today may be that day for you. If you would like to call in and be part of this conversation, you can do so by calling 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Now, you can also go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, MyDrKevin. Make sure you like the page, because I'm a likable guy. And when you've liked the page, you'll see right at the top of the page about today's guest. You will see about today's guest, and you will be able to click through their websites. Today's guest is an author. You'd be able to see their book cover, do all sorts of stuff. But you can also post a comment. And we'll be watching that Facebook feed, and if that comment comes through, you will be able to actually will answer it on air. Now, if you're listening to this on a Thursday, if you're listening to this and it's not on a Thursday, excuse me, but it's on one of the other air replay times, and so we're not on it live, of course you can't call in unless you know how to astro travel and project yourself back in time. And if you do, show me how you did it. I like that. But you can still go to the Facebook, find the post about today's thing, post your questions, and I or today's guest will get back to you. So you haven't lost the opportunity to be part of the conversation. Isn't that great? Now, as we always do, we are going to start today's show with the hot topic. The hot topic is something that makes me either warm and fuzzy warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart, or it makes me hot under the collar. I've done a lot of hot under the collars lately. There's just a lot of stuff going on. But today, we're going to do a warm and fuzzy. And part of that warm and fuzzy is because my today's guest is also my co-host on the Web of Light show. And I know that she likes the warm and fuzzy stuff. Not that she ever steps away from the hot under the collar stuff. No, sure. But she likes the warm and cuddly stuff. Custodian Herman Gordon has been spreading kindness at the UK university for more than 11 years. This man, when he was age 12, his parents brought him from Jamaica to the UK. That's where he basically grew up and has spent the rest of his life. During his life, he's only on a couple of occasions had a chance to ever get back to Jamaica to see the rest of his family and family that returned there. And he has been working as a custodian at the UK, United Kingdom, for those of you who might be wondering, university. And after 11 years, this summer, students decided it was time to return the favor. They always said that he was always good to uplift their mood, that he always lightened, you know, lightened them up, that he was always very pleasant and very helpful, and that he was a real asset to the university, even though his title was custodian. And they did a GoFundMe, and between the GoFundMe money they raised themselves, they were able to send him to Jamaica. They sent him to Jamaica. They gave him an envelope saying, thank you for all of the wonderful things that you've done for us. And all the joy you've brought us by your presence. And they gave him a couple of £1,000 for the round trip airline tickets. It went out on social media, and Sandals in Jamaica saw it and gave, besides the fact of them staying with family, gave them, I think it was 2 nights and 3 days at their all-expense resort as a belated 23rd wedding anniversary to him and his wife. You know, there's all sorts of things about this story that warms my heart. You know, he's from Jamaica and he was a person of color. Not quite so much in the UK as here in America. Oftentimes, people of color who come in as children have a little bit more of a struggle. They have more obstacles to go over. I'm sure his parents went from Jamaica to the UK to live a better life, just like many people cross our borders here and bring their children because they're fleeing from a violent life or a bad life. They're fleeing from a life of destitution or violence. And they bring their children, and their children have to work twice as hard to get half as much often and to go forward. And that these college students came together, recognized this, wanted to celebrate that this man and his journey and how far he, you know, and the fact that he lightened their day. This to me is truly amazing. This is one of those moments where you never know when your acts of kindness can really make a huge difference. Somebody had to say, had to have asked him the question, when was the last time you went back to Jamaica? And it had been years, decades. Somebody had to say probably somewhere along the way when he was being so kind and friendly and nice, would you ever want to go back or do you miss there or blah? And somehow without him burdening anybody with his story is what I'm supposing, and I could be wrong, these people came together to do an act of kindness. So speaking of acts of kindness, I'm now going to introduce you to today's guest. She is somebody who knows all about acts of kindness. Today's guest is my Web of Light co-host, Lori Powers Otto. And we're going to be talking about her new book, We Can Save Her, Mother Earth, Climate Change, and Us. The Reverend Dr. Lori Powers Otto has a PhD in metaphysical theology. She is a Reiki master and teacher. She is a psychic intuitive, a certified life coach, and a psychic aura reader. So every time she looks at any pictures being sent to her from Washington, D.C., she picks them all out and goes, psychotic, psychotic, psychotic. And that's just Congress. We don't even say what she sees when she gets to the White House. Probably all black. She works with individual clients and groups offering psychic intuitive guidance, classes, and energy work. Her personal readings, coaching programs, and classes will assist you in every area of your life, whether it be about relationships, career, well-being, or how to win the lottery. No, that's I added that. She's going to kill me. We have had many conversations about, yeah, we won't do the, can you give me the winning lottery numbers? Anyways, Lori, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Kevin. That was a great introduction there. Thank you. And you're right. I'm not giving you the winning lottery numbers. I keep those for myself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all right. You go ahead and win the lottery, and then you can just, you know, slip me a million. That's all right. I'm okay. So what do you think of the hot topic of the night, this story out of the UK?
Well, I think it's a wonderful story, and I'm really impressed with the young people these days because you hear about these type of things happening more and more. You know, where people would just like, it either didn't happen or they would just ignore it. But now people are noticing when people do things like that. And I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and I like the fact that it's finding still not as much news space as obviously all the negatives. I mean, and today has been nothing but, every day, even trying to keep up on the news is just like I have to read my news cycle stuff because I like to keep on top of what's going on, and I read two or three different sources. But I always do it before I take my shower, because if I took my shower before, I'd have to take my shower after again.
Just to watch the filth off,
you know? And so I think sharing a lovely story and reminding people that, you know, when you bring a little love and goodness into the world, I mean, and this multiplied, you know, an organization like Sandals found out. And did they ride a little off the PR for doing this? I'm sure they did. So what? I don't care. This guy not only got to go back to Jamaica to see his family, he got to stay at a really nice place for a few days and get treated like royalty. And according to what he's done for these kids at this university, he deserved it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So anyways, so that being said, we're going to start. We've got about 6 minutes or so just to give you a heads up before we'll go into our first commercial break. So your book, We Can Save Her, Mother Earth, Climate Change, and Us. Now, you know the rules on the show, Lori, which are, I'm going to say, where do you want to take my listeners outside the box? You can take it right out of the book. It can be having nothing to do with the book. It's up to you. But that's our first question for you. Where do you want to take our listeners, my listeners, our listeners outside the box today?
Well, actually, although I do want to talk about the book, I have to go to something that you said when you were introducing me about the auras and, you know, the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I do try to always meet each presidential candidate in person because I think it's important to me. I want to know them. I want to hear for myself what they have to say. I got within 10 feet of Donald Trump and went, no. It was not good. Pure bad stuff around him. I can't say the words I want to use.
Yeah.
it was terrifying. And I'm not someone who scares easily, but it was terrifying.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we don't get a whole lot into a whole lot of politics on Web of Light that you co-host with me. Though actually that's
right.
Shifting this season. I feel that it's if you want to consider yourself a spiritual person, paying attention and making a change in the politics of our country is a spiritual commandment.
Absolutely, I agree.
But, one of the things that we talk about here oftentimes is the whole idea that I refer to we are going to I call him our bully in chief.
Yeah.
That's what I refer to him as. And I've had a couple of guests that have actually come back and, you know, and said, well, I think that's very disrespectful and you may not agree with him, but he's still the president. And I said, no, I'm not insulting him. I'm not putting him down. I'm identifying him.
Exactly. You know, there's a big difference. And people, I've had so many people say, just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. How many chances are you going to give him, first of all? And I'm sorry, I have to go with what I saw around him, how he being next to him made me feel. And but the thing is, what I do tell them, though, is when you're sending out love and light to the world and to include him, because obviously he really needs it. He doesn't, as far as I can tell from looking at his life, he has never known love, not real love. And that saddens me. So he's a bully. So he is, he he's a mean person because he doesn't know.
Well, the thing is why do you think that we have this very staunch group of people that are making a hero out of him being a bully? Is it because they've never been bullied, or is it because they're bullies themselves, and so they are holding on to, well, if that bully can become president of the United States, maybe I can? Does it give them some kind of vindication for treating other people horribly? Why do you think there are these blind? I mean, I read this thing on a semi-regular basis. Every time he speaks, is the whole fact-checking thing. And, oh, and today he only misrepresented or outright lied about 18 things in this speech. It was only 21 things in this speech. And yet the blind. No, there's a fact. He said something and it was an outright lie. Defend that. No, they won't actually ever defend it. They just deflect it. So what do you think is up with these people? What have we created in the consciousness of America that is making this bully a hero to this particular group of people?
Well, he feeds their anger and he feeds their fears. So, you know, they feel justified for being an angry, bitter, unhappy, miserable person when they look at him. Because everybody I personally know that supports him, they are all very angry, very unhappy, very miserable people. And he feeds that. So it's like anybody who's addicted to some, you know, anything, when you have a steady source of that poison coming into you, you don't want to lose it.
Well, and it's interesting because I do want to say here, and I want to make it very clear, there are some things that he has done that I actually agree with. And I think that there are some things that he does that were things that needed to be done that the quote unquote established Washington community would not have done or might not have done. And I am not going to trash his accomplishments because he's had some. But I'm talking about the nature of the person and how can you be blind to that nature. We are here with Lori Powers Otto, and we'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Home Times. Remember, we are now a live call-in show, so you can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N, and you can like the page and you can leave your comment and we will get back to you. I have on tonight's guest, my co-host from Web of Light, Lori Powers Otto. She has recently released a new book called We Can Save Her. And no, we're not talking about the Kardashians. Mother Earth, Climate Change, and Us. So, Lori, welcome back for the segment. Now, do you remember what this segment is, Lori? Because you've been on my show before, right?
I have been on your show before, but it's been a while, so.
It's been a while. Do you remember what the pop quiz question is?
No.
Okay, so you're going to have to take the pop quiz again. It's the only way we can go forward.
Okay.
So here is the pop quiz question of the day, which is every Thursday. From what movie came this line? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. This is the moment where Toto, I always loved this, Toto, the dog, is the one that discovers that the great and powerful Oz is just a shyster from Kansas that's just pulling levers and creating a great big show and misrepresenting everything. So we call this behind the curtain. What's behind the curtain? We get lots of levers pulled. We get a lot of spin doctors. We get a lot of things misrepresented to us. And we're asking you, on whatever you choose, to pull that curtain and expose us to the truth of what's really going on about something in the world you care about.
Awesome. I don't know.
The death knoll. You're leaving me with the death knoll here.
A lot of things popped into my head. Probably none of them appropriate for the radio. So I need to
give it your best shot. We're pretty loose around here.
Well, you know, well, you talk about pulling back the curtain, right? And seeing that someone is running the show.
Yep.
I talk about that in my book about how people do things or buy things or use things the same way that their family has done it for as long as they can remember, and they have no idea why they're doing it, right?
Yeah.
So, like I have a woman that I knew, and I might have told you this story before, but and her family always put their Christmas tree up on Thanksgiving and always took it down the day after New Year's. And she one year was really, really, really sick and couldn't put the tree up. Well, she was injured, but she got really, really sick because she was so upset she couldn't put the tree up. Right?
Okay.
So I asked her why it was so important to her that she would let it make her so sick. And she said, that's just the way we've always done it. But when you asked her why they always did it that way, she said, I have no idea. And the truth is, she says to me, I hate doing it. I get so sick of seeing that tree by the time Christmas comes around. I'm like, then why do you do it? Because that's the way we've always done it. So she's letting somebody else dictate how she does things with no idea why it's being done that way. just like so many of us in so many aspects of our lives, we don't stop and think about it for ourselves and go, is that really important to me?
You know,
you know what
well, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, and there, you bring up something that has some very interesting possibilities that I want to discuss here for a minute. And the first one is there is the creature of habit thing. The, you know, I'm comfortable. Even if I hate it, I'm comfortable. I don't have to think about it. The decision has been made. I just do it the way I always did it because that's the way you do it and that's how it's supposed to be. Now, I warn people. In fact, I just had a client yesterday where the set of parents that I worked with and their child has ADD. And one of the things that I cautioned them about was that with the ADD mind, when you if the ADD mind wants to know why something's done, and it usually does, it's usually pushing. Well, why would you do it that way? Well, because we've always done it that way. And what I told the parents is, to the ADD mind, what they hear is, oh, then it must be time for it to change. Good, let's see how we can make it better. It's an invitation to rebel, to say we've always done it that way.
Yeah.
But that's the ADD mind. That's not the majority mind, because the ADD is not the majority mind.
It's also
not a disabled mind. Just for those of you who haven't heard that rant from me, we won't do it right now, but it's not a disability. Just so you know. So anyways, but so is it a creature of habit? Is it, or is it the tribal pressure? How much stuff do we do out of tribal pressure? I do it that way because if I don't, I'm expecting on some level to get judged by my tribe, whoever that is. Whoever my tribe is, that if I don't put it up there, I'm going to hear about it. Somebody's going to comment. Somebody's going to talk about it. Now, I'm not saying that any of these are correct reasons or justifiable reasons, but there's a multitude of reasons why people do things. They're afraid of being called out. They're afraid of standing out because standing out has been something that's been negative for them. You know, they're afraid to be seen as a rebel. You know, or they just are used to giving their power away. They were trained to give their power away.
Right. But see, those were that was all fear-based reasons. You know what I mean? It's fear. It's fear of being different or being less. But really, when you stand in your own power and make choices based on your wants, your needs, your preferences, you're happier and you know you're not fearful. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Well, and I would say that when you talk about it being fear, I would even go so far that it's the fear that who you are is not okay.
Right.
That you have been robbed. Because kids don't feel this way. Little kids don't feel this way.
Mm-mm.
But you have been robbed of the belief system that being you, even when being you is different from others who are around you, is wrong. That you don't have the right to. That it's a bad thing. We're socialized to not make waves. To fit in. I don't know about you. But I heard it often enough in my childhood. Why can't you just be like everyone else or so and so? Why do you have to push? Well, why do you? Because that's me. But it takes
right.
a strong. Go ahead.
Learn. Yeah, I mean, but you want to learn. You want to grow. You want to be you, and that's a wonderful thing. And I think everybody should encourage themselves and their children and everyone they know to be themselves. Because if we're all the same, none of us learn, none of us grow, and it's boring. So let your freak flag fly. Be yourself. Do your thing.
Well, you know, go ahead.
No, I've never fit in, ever. But that doesn't mean I didn't have people that loved me and you know, a good tribe, as you say. You know, I just did my own thing, and it was good.
Over and over, what you will hear as a common theme, not all the time, but just a common theme, when a parent has a bad reaction when their child comes out, comes out of the closet, is, I just know life is going to be harder for you. I know people aren't going to accept you. I know that, and there's a whole list of things. But it's all about the fear of the world or social or tribal acceptance that's right. Listed as one of the top five reasons. Now, occasionally you have the nut cases that go, oh, then you can't be my child, even though there are several verses in the Bible that talks about being, you know, being a parent and being responsible for your child as a commandment for God. But, you know, oh, no, I can't be your parent anymore because you're gay and it goes against the corrupted version of the perverted Bible that I'm being given by some nut job. But, you know, outside of that excuse, did you like that one?
I did.
I hear you laughing.
I like that. I just see you in my mind doing your thing and this makes me happy.
And I know that because we do the TV show together that you can close your eyes and imagine the facial expressions and the gestures I'm doing.
Exactly. I am seeing it all like you're standing right in front of me. It's wonderful.
But it's but it is important, and I want our listeners today, and again, don't forget, you can call in at 202-570-7057. You can call in at 202-570-7057, or come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and post your comment or thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. But I hope that – I want the listeners to take away, hopefully from this – this very, very important message. You need to encourage any and everyone you love that the difference of being who they are is part of why you love them, even when it's not part of why you like them, even when some part of that difference maybe you actually dislike. But if you love them, then you can dislike some aspect of them, you know? Did you ever see the musical Chicago or the movie?
No, not all of it. I just bits and pieces.
Have you ever heard the Cell Block Tango? He Had It Coming. About the women who murdered their husbands and boyfriends. He had it coming.
Yes.
He had it coming. Have you heard that?
Yeah. But I'd like you to sing it for me anyway.
I can only sing so many lines and then I go into copyright infringement. You know, I just thought of the line that one of the women sang, which is, and I told him, if you pop that gum one more time, and he did. And then she took the shotgun off the wall and fired two warning shots into his head. not that we're advocating violence here on the Dr. Kevin Show. I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. But... you know, you can hate somebody's chewing gum, but still support that that's who they are. You can set a boundary. Can you not chew gum and can you not pop gun around me? And if they have a shotgun on the wall, you might want to listen to them. just saying. You know, just saying. Make your own choices here, but just saying. But it's not having to like all of them, but loving them enough that you want them to not be other than who they are. And of course, you know, popping gum is a ridiculous example of it, but you know what I mean, right? Dig me out of this.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right, because there are things that everybody we love does that just bugs us. Every one of us, with everyone we know.
Except your husband. He's perfect. Just ask him. He's told me many times. No.
My husband is perfect, so, you know. I totally agree with that. But he might be the exception. He is perfect. Good looking and smart and funny. Yeah, he's perfect. But, you know, but the thing being is you have to, if you really love somebody, you know, like you said, you can make boundaries and stuff, but it's a choice. Do you let that one thing that annoys you come between you? Or do you just love them and say, okay, you can do that thing, but not around me? You know what I mean?
Well, and it's interesting because it's not about, you know, this is one of the misnomers. You don't have to learn to love it. You can dislike it. And you can say, and you can draw some boundaries around it, you know. I'm all about that. But the important thing is that something that truly is part of that person, something that truly makes that person happy, or it's just who they are, don't try to change it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you know, even if you can't embrace it, you need to accept it because that's what makes them special. You know, like I have known some people, and I have a niece who's going to college to be an art major. And I have heard so many people say, oh, you're going to have to get a real job. No, she's not. Leave her alone. Let her follow her passion. She will make a living and be happy doing it if people stop trying to guide her to something safer, that they feel is safer.
Ah, and we are on with Lori Powers Otto, her new book, You Can Save Her. You'll get the rest of the title when you come back here on the Dr. Kevin Show as we go on break. And they can no longer hear us.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This week on the Dr. Kevin Show, we have Lori Powers Otto, her new book, We Can Save Her, Mother Earth, Climate Changes, Kim Kardashian, and Us.
Hey,
well, I think the rest of them you can save. I don't know about Kim. And if you want to be part of today's conversation, remember we are now a live call-in show. You can call in at 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. So, Ms. Lori, this is your favorite part of being on the Dr. Kevin Show. This is the What a Load of Crap segment. What load of crap do you think's going on in the world? And what would you like to share with our listeners about it? And please make it about climate change, Mother Earth, us. Skip the Kim Kardashian part. There's enough crap about that out there
and
already.
No Kardashians in my book. And I know I wrote this book, but it really is a very good, well-written book with lots of great information in it. One of the things that I talk about that really bothers me is all the products that we use, all the food we consume that's poison. You know, it's incredible to me that they allow so much of our beauty products, our healthcare products, our food to have, you know, arsenic or any number of other poisons just all over them. And they're like, well, you know, it'll be all right. And then they find out, no, it's causing all these big health problems. It's like when they used to say asbestos was safe, and now they know it's not. And now there's a move to let it be marketed in this country again. And that's just crap. I mean, why are we putting people at risk for greed?
But you hit it right on the head, as you know. Somebody we both know, actually, always says, just follow the money. If you want to find out why something did or didn't happen, follow the money. See where the money, see who's making the money off of it. You know, you have these agencies and you have these governmental agencies and you have these, all of this stuff that are supposed to be protecting us. And they'll spend millions of dollars to try to prove to us that natural remedies are a load of crap and that don't do these things and these are horrible or they don't do any good or they could even be dangerous and you shouldn't be allowed them until the proof becomes somewhat overwhelming. And then as soon as a pharmaceutical company thinks that they can somehow replicate it and put a patent on it, they're now tap dancing and happy. All the time ignoring all of these things that are really hurting us because big corporations that have lobbyists that own Washington, D.C., from the White House all the way through Congress, both houses, both sides, both parties, all owned, bought, sold, paid for, so that we ignore these things that truly do damage and chase after the things that might cost them a little bottom line profit to some of their corporate owners.
Right.
I mean, I thought we ended American slavery. I thought American slavery went the way of things. But I sometimes think that Congress are no more than well-paid, high-profile slaves that have to make sure that their masters, get their $200 million bonus and their 0.25% of interest, or profit increase, while they sell their soul to their constituents. Because
right.
That's what it looks like looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You can't trust our government right now, or, you just can't. And, as soon as someone tells me something is FDA approved, I don't want anything to do with it. To me, they're probably the most corrupt agency in this country. And when did these agencies stop working for us? They've never really worked for us as they're supposed to. And it sickens me. It sickens me that a few greedy people, because if they do let asbestos get sold in this country and used in this country again, people are going to go, well, the government wouldn't have let it happen if it wasn't safe. But they know it's not safe. The proof is there. The scientific studies are there. The medical studies are there. It's just greed. So you can't trust that. You have to do your research.
But now, Lori, it has to be okay because it wasn't listed in one of the 54,000 versions of the Bible as being bad and from the devil. So it's okay, Lori. You just have to adjust your perception.
We can make a new version then. Create our own Bible. Make a new version.
Oh, yeah, let's not go down that path.
I got a whole thing on that, but. People always say, but you're a reverend. Yeah, I know.
How much does it irritate you? Because I know how much it, you know, I have threatened to get T-shirts that say, do not presume I'm Christian. You know? And on the back, I could put, do I look like a fanatical bigot?
Now, as we both have discussed, we know that that is not all Christians by any means.
I know.
Those cowards that are calling themselves Christians are doing their damnedest to go against the teachings of Christ.
Well, and, you know, and that's very interesting because hypocrisy and the bedfellows of the fanatic Christian right and the government is at an all-time high. And the blindedness of it, and this is what we were saying on the first segment. And I have friends that are still big Trump supporters. I have friends that are still Republicans. They point out stuff, and yet it amazes me the blindness, like I started to say before, which was, I'll give the man his due. There has been some good things he's actually done for this country. And if you say, oh, show me, he's done nothing good, well, then you're just a bigot with a, looking on from the other side of the glass, you know?
Right. And you have to weigh out the good versus the bad.
You know, and how much things is he doing that really hurts the country? And are we going to see, like we saw with Reaganomics, that we have a decade of a shrinking, poverty-ridden middle class that had to dig itself out from this? Well, if you give a tax break to the corporates, they'll pass it down in the form of pay to the employees. But that doesn't happen.
It never happened.
The bonuses get bigger.
But only for those at the top, not for the majority of the everyday employee.
You know, and so you have to kind of look at it and say, we've tried this. Right. You know, in my book, Combing the Mirror, one of the chapters starts with the Santana quote, those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. We've done this past. We've done this past within the last 75 years, 50 years, where we know that that doesn't work. So tell me a little bit more about this book. We've got some time. You got through your load of crap, and you can keep going on it if you would like. And I know that some of what you're talking about actually is connected to the book. But what drew you to write this book? And tell us a little bit more about the book, and where can people get the book?
Well, we can start. You can get the book from my amazing publisher, Light Lines Publishing. You can get it off of Amazon. Or, you know, you can get it from me, obviously, the easiest ways to get it. And what this book originally, in its original incarnation, was my master's thesis on eco-spirituality. And I took the bones of that and made this book. Because eco-spirituality is it's not a religion. It transcends religion and science. It is how people historically lived with the planet and each other, and how everybody worked in cooperation and worked with the seasons and worked with the natural flow of things, instead of trying to poison the earth and then force it to do things that it's not meant to do. Because let's face it, if we keep going the way we're going, we're going to destroy this planet and all of us with it.
Well, that's already in the process of happening.
Right, but we can make steps to slow that down or even reverse it. And that's what I talk about in this book. Things to do, ways we can change how we're doing things. And, there's a line in the book because somebody actually said to me, well, what do you think, everybody should live in a hut? No, of course not. But we can all be smarter about how we live. We can all be check out the products we use for everything and see if it's really healthy or if it's killing us. Because let's face it, the rise of cancer alone as a disease is staggering. But what happened? What caused the incidences of cancer to become more vast and now there's all kinds of cancers, and it's because of the chemicals and the crap that we put on and into our bodies and the way we live and our high-stress jobs and lifestyles that we create ourselves. So I talk about all these things in the book and ways to do things a little smarter, a little better. I'm not trying to recreate the wheel here. I'm just trying to get it rolling for some people.
I love the term eco-spirituality. It's not a term that I hear very often.
Yeah.
And I love the whole concept of the eco-spirituality and, to recognize the spirituality of our ecosystem, which some people would say would make you a pagan, but we won't go in there because you're trying to keep it out of religion, though I don't know that paganism is actually a religion, but more of an identifier. Yeah. But, it's very interesting that, and as Papa always said, there are none so blind as those who choose not to see, that people have lost that accountability that, you hear sometimes quoted as a native proverb of, looking to how your choice affects the next seven generations.
Right.
And
Now,
the one thing that I would like to drill into the heads of these people that are making decisions based on immediate greed and immediate self-satisfaction and immediate power is if I could just get them all to realize that they're going to reincarnate in that seventh generation or that sixth generation, and they're going to have to live in the mess that they created now, maybe they'd be more respectful. But they're so myopic. They're so myopic and it's all about their wealth and their power and their status. And so much of this has to do because we have so many false idols of power, and we have such unreasonable expectations of some version of unachievable perfection that eat it away at the soul of the self-worth and self-esteem of high and powerful people, that they almost have this, their God is money and their power is their identifier of their worth. Because if you had inherent worth and recognized that everybody else has had inherent worth, you could not ever look in the mirror and think that you're in integrity when you make choices that you should get a $50 million bonus. Well, at Christmas time, you just sent 1,000 workers home unemployed to have the holidays with no future.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's just, how can someone honestly live with themselves when they make those kind of decisions? I worked at a place, and I won't say where it was, but on Employee Appreciation Day, that they were handing employees a gift, they handed an entire department their pink slips on Employee Appreciation Day. That's just cold-hearted right there.
Well, and, you know, and the thing is it's all about this passing of the buck, and it's the passing of the buck that says, well, we have to, you know, well, the managers have to answer to their presidents and their CEOs, and the CEOs have to answer to the stockholders and the dividend makers, and so they make it all about, it's not me, it's somebody else. Thank you, Lori Powers Otto, Dean of the Dr. Kevin Show this week. Come to facebook.com/bydrkevin, and you can see where you can click through and get her new book.